Now, you said that you come to a point now where you kind of know what to expect from bevacizumab and lung cancer. What is it that you expect? Have you seen any pulmonary hemorrhages, for example?
I think I've seen one patient with a pulmonary hemorrhage, and the patient survived. And I think if you select the patients, it's going to be a rare event. The things I worry about most with bevacizumab are cerebral vascular and cardiovascular events, which probably are occurring more often than people realize, because this group of lung cancer patients have strokes and myocardial infarctions, whether they get bevacizumab or not. And how would it, unless you did a large controlled trial like Dr. Sandler's trial, you wouldn't know whether you're actually enhancing those events. My opinion is we are enhancing those events to a certain degree. But again, we're treating an advanced lethal disease, so I think it's still reasonable. The other toxicity, like nearly every patient has some nosebleeding with Avastin. I don't know whether that's well appreciated because it's minor. It's not serious nosebleeding, but they almost all get it, which is really interesting to me.
Anything that you tell them to prevent or deal with it? I've heard people say that maybe it's some kind of drying thing.
Well, a lot of them do have the Sika-type syndrome, a dry nose, and I don't like them placing anything in their nose to spray because these nosebleeds, most of them are not severe. They're very transient, and I tell the patients, and it's just not been a major clinical problem.
How about hypertension?
Hypertension, again, occurs. It's usually easy to control. I don't think it's, in general, a major problem.
Any other quality of life issues? I mean, it's an antibody. It seems like, you know, it's kind of, from a side effects point of view, pretty advantageous.
It is. It's well tolerated overall, I think.
Kind of like a Herceptin type thing,
yeah.
I guess. What about the issue of wound healing and bevacizumab? To what extent does that play out in your practice as an issue? And particularly, I know it sounds sort of weird, but I'm curious what you do about ports.
Most of our protocols require a week between putting a port in and using bevacizumab. I personally have done it the same day in several patients, and I'll knock on wood, I've not seen a problem. That's not a huge incision. It's not going through viscera. I certainly wouldn't use bevacizumab after bowel resection within a week. We run into problems because patients sometimes receive bevacizumab and then have an emergency where they need surgery and you don't have any choice. And interestingly enough, most of those patients do okay. But I'm not going to tempt fate and have major surgery by design after proximate use of bevacizumab. But ports, I personally, this is my opinion now, and I'll knock on wood again, I don't think that that's a major issue at all.